Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. Next time you're on the water and decide to forego wearing a life jacket, consider this.
About 85% of the drowning fatalities, a person is not wearing a life jacket, and that's huge.
Brandy Bradford, State Boater Education Coordinator, says all personal watercraft passengers, including those being towed, must wear life jackets, including the kiddos.
The law says that anybody under the age of 13 must be wearing a life jacket while the boat is underway. We recommend that everyone does.
Boaters have reasons why they don't like wearing life jackets, but those are excuses and they don't hold water.
People usually don't like to wear them because they're heavy, they're bulky, they make you hot. You know, it's 100 degrees outside in Texas. There are actually new forms of life jackets. We have belt pack inflatables over the shoulder that look like little harnesses inflatables. Real lightweight, they won't mess up your tan, and they don't get in your way when you're driving around.
Life jackets are widely available at department and sporting goods stores. Find additional information about life jackets at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. We received support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase hunting, shooting, fishing, and boating opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.